And welcome back to the Gunsmith Show on 103.1 The Ticket. We are glad to be with you here on a Saturday morning. Segment three now of the Gunsmith Show. Jake Smith.
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
And myself, I'm John Smith. We are the Smiths, hence the name The Gunsmiths. We here talk about guns with you. So if you're new to the show, welcome. We've been doing this for a long, long time, and gun enthusiasts our whole lives. And been reloading for about 50 years now and doing all kinds of cool stuff. Jacob's been active in it for 35 years because, well, that's how long you've been an active shooter. So are you an active shooter? That doesn't sound right.
That's not the term.
Here comes the SWAT team.
That's not the term.
Not the term? Okay, all right. I wasn't sure. Want to wish a happy birthday this week to our friend Matt, former co-host of the show. One day might come back. It depends on if he ever retires or not. But he's had a good week and a birthday week, as always, on June 10th. So we're glad to have him enjoying himself. I did give him his new scope for his 10/22.
Oh.
I gave him that 3-9x40 scope for his 10/22 because he called me the other day and says, "You're not going to believe this. I was shooting at a groundhog in my front yard, and I missed him." And I'm like, oh, this is a good cue. Time for a new scope for his gun. So he goes, "Well, now you got to come over and put it on for me." So I say, "I will. Don't worry about it." But this segment of the show is brought to you by our good friends at Reliable Enterprises. Jeremy and his team are outstanding. I've talked to this guy four times this week, too. Busy, busy week. Jeremy's a wonderful builder. He's got a really, really cool addition going on a house out in Flushing right now. He's got decks and everything lined up for the rest of the year. So you just get on his list and wait patiently, and you'll get your job done right. That's the important part. Just did a really nice job for Jacob here just a few weeks back, and things are moving right along for him. I'll tell you that much. You got to get on that list. So his number is for Reliable Enterprises, 810-429-6957. You can always link to him right on the side of my webpage, thegss.com. Just go to Reliable Enterprises, click on him, and bring up right to his site. Look at all the pictures, cool pictures of his decks. He does wonderful drone shots of everything. You'll see the construction, the work he does, the cleanliness, the clarity, the precision work. He is a very, very good builder, and I'm proud to have him on board. He's been a part of our shows now on radio for over 10 years now, and glad to have him with us. So, again, it's Reliable Enterprises. Now, here on the Gunsmith Show, we find guns that we love. And sometimes it's Jake's turn. Sometimes it's my turn. Lately, Jake's been doing all the picking because he's off work right now. So he's got some time to look through more than I do right now. And I'm real busy, and he's got a little bit of time on his hands. So he picked out some guns in this segment we're going to talk about from Henry.
Yeah.
When I don't talk about Henry's a whole lot. But
we don't. You know, I have had
a few.
I had a pump 22 from them.
Yep.
But I have currently the plain lever action.
Yeah, it looks like a standard. Looks one. Like a 1894.
Yeah, it's, you know? It's not the fancy. You know, I wanted the plain Jane one.
It's not a Golden Boy or anything.
It's actually a good shooting gun. It really is. You know, it holds however many in the tube. And but anyways, Henry's come out with different stuff. Of course, they're not just the standard.
Well, you have more too. Is that a Henry 22 survival rifle you have, or is that a?
That's a Charter Arms.
Oh, it's a Charter Arms. Oh,
that's
before
the pistol. Yeah, the Charter Arms Enforcer pistol. Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Now, before I used to. Well, I've never had a Henry U.S. survival. Everyone I've had has always been a Charter Arms.
Charter Arms. Yeah, me too. I've never had one. So okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sidetrack you.
No, that's okay.
But they got this new one called SP from the SPD division.
Henry's got their own division called the Special Products Division (SPD).
Dun, dun,
which
dun.
Is pretty cool.
Got a guy chewing a cigar when you walk in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it when a plan comes together.
So, and this is called the SPD Predator. It's in 223 or 556. Guaranteed 3-shot sub MOA accuracy.
Good.
Claiming it's the most accurate lever action ever produced.
No kidding.
That's what they're saying.
Wow. That's a heck of a claim.
Now, what does it take, though, to get there?
Yeah,
right? So this was actually the Guns and Ammo 2025 rifle of the year. It's a match grade stainless steel barrel at the center of the carbon fiber shroud.
Right.
So it's like a, it looks like a heavy barrel. It's thick, but it's
yeah,
not.
But it's lighter.
It's lighter. Carbon fiber wrapped, threaded. Let's see here. They call it it's rigid enough to have sub MOA accuracy repeatedly.
Yeah.
So they've treated the barrel in whatever way to make it. This is a
cryoed on something to make it work that good. Plus it's free threaded. Floating.
It's threaded.
Yeah.
Lever action takes AR-15 magazines.
Good.
I'm sorry. MSR pattern magazines is a new term.
Right. Modern
sporting rifle pattern magazines. It's got a gray laminate buttstock and forearm, but the buttstock's adjustable for your cheek height.
Yeah, it's got an adjustable cheek piece on it. I used to have that Winchester shotgun had the same thing. It was nice. Allen wrench, open it up and adjust it the way you want it. It's perfect.
There you go. It's actually a good, this is a good looking rifle.
It is a sharp looking rifle. I kind of like the funkiness of the gray, white, and a little bit of brown laminate on the stock. It's kind of cool looking.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a unique look. The Predator name, really, it looks like you're out on a nasty gray winter day shooting coyotes with this gun.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
And even 223, you know, whether it be ground or prairie dogs or ground, whatever it is.
You might be deer hunting with it this year.
You could absolutely be deer hunting with it this year. So trigger, it's factory tuned at 4 pounds. And it still offers adjustability for those who want to, you know, fine tune it to their own likings. So
it's got a full Picatinny rail on top of the receiver.
It does. And it comes with a Harris bipod.
Nice.
18-inch barrel.
It's got like that medium-sized loop.
Yeah. Henry doesn't have a large loop. They have like that medium.
Yeah, which is still good for gloves. Yeah. The large loops, there's a lot of hand banging on a large loop. You know what I mean?
It's only there because of aesthetics. John Wayne, I would imagine.
It's just aesthetics. But that medium loop is good for a gloved hand.
Yeah.
It really is, I think. I had a large loop.
Winchester and that, remember that 3030 I sold years ago?
That's big.
I had a large, and that was, I'm like, this is a big,
that was, you know, a John Wayne commemorative.
It was NRA commemorative.
NRA commemorative, beautiful one. Had a stainless receiver,
fully engraved,
nickel plated. I think it was nickel. Stainless,
but it was like, that loop's big. This makes more sense. It's a medium loop.
Yep.
Price on this rifle is $2,000.
Wait, we're talking about a lever action rifle.
I know
how much.
$2,510.
That's the MSRP?
MSRP for a lever action 223 target. This really is, though.
Well, it's quite a gun.
It is.
It's impressive. This is the one that I fell in love with about a year and a half ago that's in 300 blackout, but it's not this souped up.
No, they still make this as a plain Jane lever action in 300 blackout.
Right,
yes.
And in 223.
Now in 450 Bushmaster.
Oh, you're kidding.
They do.
And it takes AR mags?
AR mags, threaded, 450 Bushmaster.
Nice. That's a nice platform to hunt with. I'm impressed. The 300 Sturdy. Blackout, I just love it in it. And I've seen the videos of, you know, people shooting them with suppressed, and it's just so quiet. So, and, you know, I like shooting my ARs 450 suppressed, and I would imagine this thing would be so quiet.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have all that noise of the action. Probably not much smoke blowback because there's no action. You know, that's, you know, you're not getting a throwback. So, of all the dust and debris in your face. So that's cool though. 18-inch barreled lever action 223 MSRP $2,510. That's pretty interesting. So it's called the SPD. Is that what it's called?
SPD Predator.
Cool. All right.
SPD Predator.
Well, tell us what you
think.
That's
the noise. That's the noise the bullet makes when it leaves the suppressor.
Tell us what you think of it. Shoot us an email at shooter@thegss.com. Or you're always welcome to like us on Facebook, too. That's a lot of fun, too. See what we're talking about during the week. Now, here on the Gunsmith Show, we try to bring as much as we can. Now, Henry was originally famous for the really cool 1860 Henrys.
The original Henry rifles,
the repeating rifles.
Not the same Henry company there is today.
No. But they've been modified now. The 250th anniversary rifle is a copy of the 1860 Henry, just modified to take 44-40 ammo. Now, I don't remember what the original ones took.
Probably
might have been 45 long Colt, but
it was like 44 rim fire or pin fire or rim fire or something like
could
that.
Could have been.
One of those old cartridges that are basically obsolete today.
Yeah. I did come across some 41 pinfire ammo a couple weeks ago. I was like, oh, that's worth some bucks. You know, it's like finding 401 self-loaders and stuff, you know. So now this one's called the Spirit of 76 rifle. 24 and a half inch. These guns are so heavy. They're cool. But practical? Nah, maybe not.
It's like a Dances with Wolves vibe to it.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I wouldn't
flip
mind
up
seeing
the aperture and hit the buffalo running.
You know, instead of being 24 and a half inch barreled, I'd like to see it at, you know, 16 and
well,
a
trust
half.
Trust me, you're not cutting this down and having it threaded.
No, not threaded. I'm just saying to make it lighter because the thing is so front heavy.
They went from a musket that was 14 pounds to this. So this was actually a lighter rifle.
Could have been. So 24 and a half inch barrel, fully octagon. Overall length is 43 and a half inches, so it also doubles as a crutch. Weighs 9 pounds. Stock is redwood, so that's beautiful.
There's only a buttstock on these.
Right.
There's no forearm. You hold on to the tube on the bottom.
Now, it's got a fully engraved receiver. Only 250 of them are being made because there is an MSRP situation here that I find impressive but high.
Yeah,
but it's a nice rifle.
And this is definitely one for a collector. Now, it's a fully engraved receiver with all different scenes from 250 years ago on
That's
it.
That's cool.
It is beautifully done.
Yep.
It really is.
Yep.
Let's see here. MSRP, though, is $4,570.
That's like a Night at a Red Wings game nowadays, you know? I mean,
when you look
bad.
At it that way, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or two Lions games, you know?
That's, you know, a lot of people
it's so expensive now. And like I was listening about the Knicks the other day for the basketball games. Yeah. Some of the seats, the ringside seats, were going for $300,000 a pair. And it's like, nope.
It's no different than.
I'd rather, let's do it on a ticket.
Roman Coliseum fights, you know?
Yeah.
It's only,
it's a little different. So.
Now, yeah, people say people spend this on a simple trip, just on a cruise ship, so.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in this, you got
but
something
to
show for
it. Rifle. This
it's
is
beautiful.
This is a beautiful rifle. Certainly, you're not going to probably take it out hunting.
No,
but it will be an interesting one to show off.
It might be the one you have over your mantle in your cabin up on, you know, Torch Lake or something. You know, it'd be a beautiful, beautiful setup. So, hats off if you can do it. That's quite a gun. And either one of them would be great. I'd rather spend the $2,500 to get that SPD Special Products Division Predator. 223.556 lever action.
You'd have more fun with it.
Oh, I sure would. Right, the other one would be too pretty to shoot, I think. But that's how I feel about it anyway. How are we doing time-wise?
We got to get going.
All right, well, let's go. We got one more segment. Remember, we're talking about Williams Gun Sight next. We're going to be discussing their 100-year anniversary today. So get out there today and tomorrow and enjoy the celebration. But don't give up on them then. They've been here 100 years. We'll keep going day after day. We'll be back with more Gunsmith Show after this short commercial break.